Tyrannosaurus Rex may have ruled the Cretaceous, but Allosaurus was the king of the Jurassic.
Well, in any environment that we have on Earth today, we have a top predator. Allosaurus was the top predator of the late Jurassic of Western North America. You're in Alaska, you've got the brown bear. Up in Arctic Alaska, polar bear, Africa, Serengeti the lion. If you're in India, the tiger. And in Western North America, it was Allosaurus.
It had powerful jaws with pretty sharp teeth. It had extremely large claws on its hand, which were very useful for gripping and tearing.
For nearly 20 million years, Ceratosaurus had dominated the region of North America where the Rocky Mountain states are now. But the emergence of Allosaurus, a bigger, faster, stronger adversary, changed everything. What made the Allosaurus unique was its build. It was much more powerful than other predators of the late Jurassic era, including Ceratosaurus, which it dwarfed.
Allosaurus was one of the largest predatory dinosaurs in North America at the end of the Jurassic. He ultimately displaces Ceratosaurus as being the apex predator.
If you were face-to-face with an Allosaurus, first of all, you'd be in big trouble. Because the first thing, you turn around to run, and by the time you did, it would have a foot planted on you, planting you face-first into the mud, and would reach down, grab on, brace itself, and basically chop you in half with a bite force probably comparable to a great white shark.
Allosaurus had considerable improvements on the Ceratosaurus. Its size was unprecedented for its time. Measuring about 10 meters long, 4.5 meters tall, and weighing up to 5 tons, Allosaurus was the size of a railway carriage.
When the first big skeletons of Allosaurus were uncovered, people finally saw that there were meat-eating dinosaurs that were as big as a killer whale, with powerful claws on its hand, truly a terror from the Jurassic period.
One social characteristic made Allosaurus even more dangerous. Ongoing research suggests they lived in packs,